Kristi Noem's Labor Day message, jobs are going back to American citizens, not foreigners. By Hannah Knudsen on September 1, 2025. Jobs are going back to American citizens, not foreigners, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem said on Monday in her pointed Labor Day message. This Labor Day, America works for Americans again, Noem said, noting that all new jobs gains have gone to U.S. citizens. Further, she pointed out that 2.5 million Americans are back at work since January. In comparison, 88% of jobs created during the same period under Biden went to foreign-born workers, she explained. Meanwhile, DHS reforms have saved taxpayers over $13.2 billion, she continued. President Trump and I are putting the American worker first. Happy Labor Day. Indeed, Americans have witnessed quite the transformation in the last year. As the American economy has transitioned from former President Joe Biden's economy built on migrant labor to President Donald Trump's vision of prioritizing the American worker. As such, employment among native-born Americans has exploded, as Breitbart News thoroughly documented. Continuing the trend in July, Trump oversaw all net job growth going to native-born Americans while hundreds of thousands of foreign-born workers drop out of the labor market each month, opening many entry-level jobs for America's working and lower middle class. Data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS, told the same story, with all job gains going to native-born Americans rather than foreign workers. The July jobs report shows that as illegal aliens continue to exit the labor force, more Americans are finding steady and gainful employment, DHS's Tricia McLaughlin said. President Trump and Secretary Noem's leadership is making America both safe and prosperous again. Related video, we're back. Trump reverses 4 years of Biden growing jobs for foreigners over Americans. In all, an estimated 1.6 million illegal immigrants are said to have left the country this year. And preliminary Census Bureau data shows that over 1.2 million immigrants in general, both illegal and legal, have disappeared from the U.S. labor force in January through July of this year.